Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets eased as US-China trade caution lingered. The Dow dipped 23 points, or 0.1%. Broader S&P 500 down 0.2%, and the Nasdaq down 0.3%. In a move that soured ties between the US and China, the US House of Representatives passed four pieces of legislation taking a hard line on Beijing, three related to pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, drawing opposition from China. A busy US corporate earnings calendar, Netflix reported after the markets closed, rising 8% in extended trading after the streaming company's subscriber numbers rebounded in the third quarter, albeit executives cautioned that intensifying competition will impact for the rest of the year. Elsewhere, Bank of America rose 1.5% after posting better than expected third quarter earnings and revenue numbers. CSX Corp rose more than 2% in the extended session after the company exceeded expectations and met Wall Street's forecast for sales. IBM Corp fell 2% in the extended trading session after posting better than expected third quarter earnings and maintained its full year guidance. Morgan Stanley, Union Pacific and Honeywell International are among companies slated to report tonight. In US economic data, retail sales fell for the first time in 7 months since September, down 0.3% versus economists' forecast for a 0.3% rise. Data for August was revised higher. Separately, the Federal Reserve's Beige Book reported that the US economy expanded at a slight to moderate pace, but emphasised that uneven business activity across the country. European markets were mixed, Germany's DAX adding 0.3%, while France's CAC dipped 0.1%. In economic data, Eurozone consumer price inflation rose 0.4% on the month and 0.8% on the year. London's FTSE fell 0.6% as the stronger pound continued to cap gains. In economic data, UK CPI rose 1.7% year on year, broadly in line with consensus expectations, but still below the Bank of England's 2% target and the lowest since December 2016. The base metals complex was mostly weaker, copper falling 0.7% to just shy of $2.60 a pound, nickel tumbled 3.2%, zinc dipped 0.2%, while aluminium was unchanged. Sharp falls across the grades on spot iron ore markets. The benchmark contract tumbled $5.14, or 5.5%, to $87.86 a metric ton, the lowest settlement since the 30th of August. The most active contract on the Dalian Commodities Exchange tumbled yesterday, extending losses into a third session after China's top steelmaking city of Tangshan issued a second-level smog alert that requires mills to further limit operations. The losses widened further after China outlined its annual anti-pollution plan for winter in a document released by the Ministry of Ecology and Environment. Gold futures added $10.50 to $1,494 an ounce. Elsewhere in precious metals markets, palladium hit a fresh record peak of just shy of $1,780 an ounce. Oil prices logged their first gains in three sessions, WTI up 55 cents to $53.36 a barrel, Brent gaining 68 cents to $59.42 a barrel. After the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest inventory data, recording a 10.5 million barrel increase in US crude stockpiles for the week ended the 11th of October. The latest official inventory data from the Energy Information Administration is released tomorrow morning, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.3 basis points at 1.75%, and the Australian dollar is buying around 67.5 US cents. The September employment report headlines the local economic calendar today, while Reserve Bank of Australia Deputy Governor Guy Debelle also speaks on housing and the economy.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.